Mesach and Mazer, Peret Vav, Mishnah Beis. V'chayev ha'ayayim b'fnei atzmon. V'yal ha'anavim b'fnei atzmon. V'yal ha'chatsanim b'fnei atzmon. V'yal ha'zagim b'fnei atzmon. Another that drinks wine without eating grapes, or eats grapes without drinking wine, or eats just the peels of the grape, or eats just the seeds of the grape, in any of these cases, another would get malchus if he eats at least a kazayith worth. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein chayiv ache yoichal shnei chartzanim v'zogon. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that another doesn't get malchus if he eats the peels of the grape alone, or if he eats the seeds of the grape alone. He would only be chayiv malchus if he eats the two peels of two separate grapes together with the seeds of those two grapes. Otherwise, another would not be chayiv malchus for chartzanim and zogon. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also holds, if those two peels with the seeds consist of less than a kazayis, even so, the nazir would get malchus. Elu hein chatsanim, the elu hein zogim. What are the chatsanim, and what are the zogim? Ha-chatsanim elu ha-chitsonim. The chatsanim are the outside part of the grape, the peel of the grape. And the zogim are the interior of the grape, the seeds of the grape, divi Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Shaloitita Kizug Shabahema Hachitzon Zug Vahapnimi Imbo. Rabbi Yosi argues with Rabbi Yehuda and he gave a simon that a person shouldn't make a mistake similar to a bell that is hung onto an animal that the outside part of the bell is called the Zug. So too the outside part of the grape, the peel of the grape is called the Zug. Not like Rabbi Yehuda who said the Chatsanim are the outside part of the grape and the inside part of the bell is called an Imbo. The inside part of the grape would be called chatsanim, not like Rabbi Yehuda, who said the inside part of the grape is called zagim. Masechet Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. Somebody who makes a neder to be a nazir without specifying a specific amount of time must be a nazir for 30 days, as there is no such thing as a nazir for less than 30 days. Gilach Oshogachu Listim. Soser Shloshim Yom. A nazir that shaves off most of his hair by its root, or a bandit shaved off most of his hair, must recount 30 days. As there is a mitzvah for another to shave off his hair on the day that he brings korbanos, and Chazal tell us that the hair must have grown at least 30 days in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of giluach. So therefore, if another shaves his hair on the day that he completes his nazirus, he must recount 30 days. And if he shaves his hair during his nazirus, even if there is only a few days left, he must count 30 days from the time that he shaves his hair. Nazir shegilach bein bezug bein betar o shesisseif kol shehu chay. Another that cuts his hair, whether he cuts it with a scissors or a razor, or even if he pulls out only one hair, he is chayiv malchus, but he doesn't have to recount 30 days unless he shaves off most of his hair by its root. Nazir chayfeif umefasfeis avolosar. Another is allowed to scratch his hair and to smooth out his hair, as this will not definitely pull out hair. And even if hair does get pulled out in the process, since he did not intend to pull out hair, and it is not a sure thing that hair will be pulled out, it is mutter for him to do so, as this is a dover she'ein miskaven, which is mutter. Avolo sarek, he may not comb his hair with a comb, as even though he does not intend to pull out hair, since invariably hair will be pulled out, this is called a psik reisha, something that will definitely happen, and even if he does not intend to pull out hair, it is still usher. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer lo yachol ba'adama mipnei shemasheres es asar. Rabbi Yishmael says another may not scratch his hair with earth because that will pull out hair. This is a psik reisha. Hair will definitely be pulled out, and therefore it is usher for him to do so, even if he does not intend to pull out hair.